rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark and Jill Metter.
Happy Wednesday.
That's the second time you said that.
Wednesday, hump day.
Yeah, it is. I don't know about you. When I got up this morning and let the dogs out at 5:30, I opened the door. Bam. Heat wave. It was 80 degrees at my house at 5:30 this morning. Even the dogs like put on the brakes, says, hey, we need to go back inside. It's been a while since it was that warm in the morning. It did not cool down. And it's not good. It's not good for our cattle.
No, it's not.
And deal like this morning, remember all the cattle in Kansas last year at the feedlot that died?
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
This is one of the causes. Ugh. So it takes, if I remember from all that research I did last year, I think it needs to get down in the upper 60s, very low 70s. You're right, Spencer Smith, who let the dog out. needs to get in the low 70s for the cattle to cool down from all the heat during the day. And we talked about it yesterday, a lot of cattle hanging out in the ponds.
Oh, yes.
So, anyway.
Ours stay in the shed, pretty much.
Yeah. The shade is very important, and we're actually going to talk a little bit about more about that coming up. First, let's check out some temperatures. Looks like north central and a little bit of northwestern Oklahoma got some rain this morning. Looking at the mesonet this morning, there's an area in north central Oklahoma that's light green. Like, it's still in the 60s, and we're 88 at Eric. And so, anyway, so 91 degrees already at Hollis, 88 at Eric, and 82 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. 84 at Arnett, home of Miss Lori Campbell, and 75 degrees at Buffalo, 87 at Slapout. Let's see what's happening out in the Texas Panhandle. 93 at Odell, 88 at Wellington, and 86 at Canadian, Texas. So anyway, well, you just got back from another excursion. How was it?
It was fun.
Where'd you go?
We went to South Carolina, to Hilton Head Island, and I have not seen or been on a beach in probably 7 or 8 years. So just hearing the ocean was really, like, relieving for me.
Well, I think it's calming for a lot of people.
It's very. I mean, I could sit out there and just listen to the waves crashing against the beach all day long.
Yeah, as long as the little kids wasn't throwing sand at you, right?
The beach was definitely pretty packed. This was like their busy time of the year. There were a lot of kids. It wasn't too crowded where we were, which was nice. But yeah.
So your dad, your mom, and you, right?
Yes, yep.
What a fun time for the daughter going off to college.
They wanted to like treat me to a little trip before. Just by myself before I went to college, so
it was not like one of those, hey, we're gonna take you on a vacation and we're done with you, you go to college.
Yeah. No, it was a good time though.
So what all did you guys do?
We did a little bit of everything. My favorite part of the whole trip was everywhere we ate, just because everything down there is freshly caught seafood, and almost on every single menu that you look at, it literally says today's fresh catch was swimming yesterday, which I think is funny. Yeah. And I'm like, it was also good. I had salmon, mahi. I had like Mexican blackened mahi. And that was probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Lots of shrimp. There's lots of kind of shrimp.
We could all live on shrimp.
Oh, I definitely could. Lots of lobster, crab legs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And calamari.
And then you guys went fishing?
Yes, we did. We did what they call inshore fishing, which is like, so where we were, there was like two peninsulas on either side of us. And technically we're in the Atlantic Ocean, but we're like in a bay area, not like way out into the ocean. So we were fishing in about 20 feet of water probably, mostly just catching a variety of different kinds of coral reef fish and
reef
sharks.
Well, the video I got from your mom on Snapchat, you was upset.
I was.
Yeah.
I was really upset. I wanted that shark. I got him to the boat, and there's no easy way to get them into the boat. You can't net them because they'll just tear up that net in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And so you just got to get them to as close to the boat as you can and reach down and, like, grab the back of their neck and pull them up.
Right.
Well, our guide, he was this close to just grabbing his neck, and he just took off and snapped the line, and I was like, he was really big. I really wanted my picture.
And he was bigger than the one your dad caught.
Yeah, it was bigger than... I had caught another one before, but the one I caught before, he wasn't very big.
So right.
So I was kind of disappointed, but it's okay.
You got to have fun.
It was a good time.
So did you eat some shark?
No. Shark was never on the menu anywhere we went. Mostly just fish.
I didn't know if they, I don't even know if it's legal. So anyway, so
probably not.
Yeah. So
we threw everything back.
I got you.
That we caught. Yep.
Well, so you had fun
and
sounds like you ate very well.
Yes.
Sounds like you eat very expensive.
Seafood is not cheap. I'll say that.
The crab's my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it in things. I had a mac and cheese one night at, have you ever heard of the Salty Dog?
Huh.
I have my shirt on.
The salty dog.
The Salty Dog is like the Eskimo Joe of Hilton Head.
I got you.
If that makes sense. It's like the thing. And I had a mac and cheese with like breaded breadcrumbs on top, and it had shrimp and crab meat in it, and it was amazing.
That sounds good.
Yeah. You would not think that like crab meat and shrimp go very well with mac and cheese, but it was delicious.
Huh, so you got your mom whooping some up here the next week?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I'm going to figure it out.
Make sure I get that email.
Okay.
That's all. Anyway, well, good. I'm glad you guys had a good time, and now you're back, and you got to start. It's not going to be very long. You're off to the college.
Yes. Next week, I go enroll into my classes.
Uh-oh.
Yep, and I picked my move-in day yesterday.
When is it?
It's August 14th. In the morning.
Oh, that's about a month away or so.
Yeah. Eight weeks, roughly.
Yeah.
Eight weeks. Yeah.
Right. Cool.
Scary. Yeah. Scary, but cool.
Nah, you'll be all right. You're a good kid. You'll figure it out. You won't be the first girl to move out of the house and go to college. So, okay. Well, cool thing going on down at the dugout down here at Randall and.
Oh, yeah.
And 3rd Street,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure they're out by now. I don't know that for a fact. But anyway, I was going through there this morning and thought, oh, wow, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out some ag details on a trailer load of ears of sweet corn. So a 16-foot trailer with a 1-foot side, that's got the angle iron, 18-inch, whatever it is. Anyway, you can put 120 bushels of ears on a 16-foot trailer.
Wow.
120 bushels. Now, there's 50 to, well, it depends on the size of corn, but on this corn I got down there this morning, and it's triple sweet corn.
Oh.
Is the variety, and 50 to 55 ears per bushel.
Wow.
So, anyway, I opened one up a while ago, and she is looking good.
Yay.
I'll be like a...
I have to go get me some.
Yep. I'll be like a beaver on a wood log when I get this cooked up, because I love sweet corn. Anyway, they were half empty at 9:30.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was going good on down there. But I learned that in sweet corn, it's 50 to 60 ears on the average for a bushel of corn.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of corn.
I know one thing, with 120 bushels to 130 bushels of corn on that trailer, you need to make sure you see your tire guy on every trip.
Yes, that's for sure.
It was weighted down. It was all good. So anyway, speaking of corn, let's go. We talked too long. We're going to have to take a Taylor Ranch break. Because today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour, all hour long on our show. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the markets. Corn is gone. All the futures on grains have gone crazy today. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaugh, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. We had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor. They took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Once again, a good morning to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 19th. 805 head were sold, 10 head of steers at 462 brought 289, 9 at 548 brought 240, 18 at 675 brought 245, 14 at 756 brought 224, 31 at 798 brought 223.50, 35 at 801 brought 224.50, 11 at 940 brought 192, 7 head of heifers at 249 brought 309, 6 at 525 brought 230, 9 at 532 brought 234 at 555 brought 235, 18 at 709 brought 220, 57 at 751 brought 217, 21 at 788 brought 216, butcher cows were 80 to 115, butcher bulls brought 105 to 134, bears were 2500 to 2850. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Hour. Currently here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette Center in our studio, 79.2 degrees, 91% humidity. So is that why you don't have any curls in your hair today?
I was going to curl my hair, and then I was like, well, that would be pointless. So I'm just going to blow dry it.
you
got me figured out.
Yeah. Well, no, you're the one that says you don't. My hair curly. So anyway, I have picked the big city of Lipscomb, Texas, for your update out in the Panhandle. 88 degrees, heat index is 98 degrees, humidity is 68. Dew point is 76. The winds are out of the southeast at 16 miles an hour with wind gust up to 23. Peak wind gust all so far today, 30 miles an hour. 3.33 inches of rain has fell there. And 8-inch soil temperature at Lipscomb, 81 degrees. And speaking of that, not too far from that town over at Perryton, they are still cleaning up from the tornado. Mm-hmm. And high school kids there, I'm sure there's a lot of people there, are taking donations. The downtown was basically destroyed.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, if you'll get on Facebook and check something out on City of Perryton or something like that, and you guys want to help, they do need some help over there. And I know it's Texas, and we're in Oklahoma, but it don't matter. We only are bad neighbors when Texas and OU's playing.
Facts.
Anyway.
And I don't think it's football season, so.
Yeah, it's not football season, so we're best friends. So anyway, if you guys can find it in your heart to send some help over there where there's donations or clean up. I noticed one of my friends that has he's got his loaders over there from his oil field company helping haul off. He got skid loaders. Anyway, it's a mess over there. And so anyway, be good to the neighbors over there. Okay.
For sure.
Taylor Ranch.
Yes, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour.
Yep.
And all cattle are not the same. Just like in people, our genetics determine our traits. Some people are tall, some short, some have blonde hair, some have brunette hair like me, and so on. It's the same in cattle. Cattle are not the same genetically, especially when it comes to making a good steak. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Some cattle just make better steaks than others because they have the right genetics. Taylor Ranch has been working on their carcass genetics for over 17 years to develop animals that excel in both flavor and tenderness to give you that mouth-watering best steak in your life eating experience. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch, selling quarters, halves, or whole beef. Third party, verified, all natural, and hormone free, also available. You can call Jimmy or Tracy at 405-609-4662 to get your beef.
Yeah, exactly. And I think from what I'm hearing, beef sales off the farms and the ranches are up here lately.
Yes.
And it is summer, barbecuing time.
Yeah, everybody's out cooking.
Yes, they are. And yesterday I reported on trailer, cattle, and mowers stolen down around Willow. And then pickup truck over at Hex at the farm.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, there's been more to the story over at Hex. I guess yesterday afternoon or evening late, they found a van in a tree row. And they think it's the people that the person that end up stealing the pickup off the farm there, out of the barn there, and way more to it. But I got to thinking, and then I think great minds think a lot. Mr. Tucker texted me, and you know, with this thing's going on, like down at Willow and over at Hex, it's a good reason to be a member of the Farm Bureau, your county Farm Bureau, and a $5,000 reward goes for helping find the person guilty of this.
Right.
And then Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association even doubles the money at $10,000.
Yeah.
So
it's a good deal.
Think about this. I'm not advertising for them today, but you know, it makes sense. $10,000 will get somebody or rat somebody out.
Yeah. So, for sure.
All right. Let's check out what happened overnight in the ag world real quick. Soybeans and grains surged in overnight trading as crop conditions plunge week to week, confirming concerns about the dry weather in much of the Corn Belt. About 54% of the U.S. soybean crops were rated good or excellent as of Sunday, down from 59% 7 days ago. And that's quite a bit, 5%, and as much acreage as we got, that's a lot. That's also down from 68% that earned top ratings last year. 92% of the crop had emerged at the start of the week, up from 86% a week earlier, in the prior five-year average of 81%. Some 55% of corn crop was in good or excellent condition, down from 61% last week and 70% a year earlier. Around 96% has emerged, up from 93% the previous week and 94% a year ago. Spring wheat ratings also dropped to 51% good from 60%. Man, the dry weather is moving up in the big fields up north of us. And that's down from normal, 59%. 10% of the crop was headed or par with prior. That was on par with the five-year average. I wanted to say that's on par with the golf course ratings. Anyway, winter wheat was unchanged, 38% earnings top ratings, and that's going on, talking to people harvesting. You had some people combining out by your house yesterday, I guess?
Yes, just north. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so, anyway, they're trying to get things going. I know they're, I see dust flying a lot of places, a lot of wheat still left. It's not doing as bad as they thought, but it's not what they want.
Yeah, it's not still great, but it's better than they thought.
So, little or no rain has fallen in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana. It's just, and that's where the corn and soybeans are all grown, the biggest part, not all of them. Anyway, they're suffering. Nebraska, the entire eastern third of Nebraska is suffering from extreme or exceptional drought, the worst possible ratings, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. And I think that'll be released today, and we'll check up on it, because I bet ours has got better, but it's still dry out there. Soybean futures for November jumped 50¾ cents to 13.58¢ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $13 to $4.15.60. Soybean oil plunged 3.03 to $0.5463 a pound. Corn futures for December delivery surged 18¼ cents to $6.15¾ a bushel. Wheat for September delivery added 15¾ cents to $7.24 a bushel in Chicago, while Kansas City futures gained 16½ cents to $8.51 a bushel. All right, storms, flooding. Parts of Kansas going on. I mean, north central Oklahoma is still getting rain right now. I think it was over where you're moving to. It was radar was over Stillwater a while ago. Severe thunderstorm warnings and watches have been issued for much of central Kansas, where flood watches are in effect in northwestern counties in the state. Hail the size of ping pong balls and winds gusting to 60 miles an hour. Hey, at least they ain't the size of a DVD disc.
I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. Our new deal next year is we're going to, Jen over at Southbound is going to make me a bunch of pancakes. And we're going to throw them out in the yard during a rainstorm.
So you
see how many people bite that. Anyway, northwestern Kansas, flash flooding from heavy rainfall is possible through tomorrow morning. Air quality remains a concern up north with the fires continuing to burn. In Canada, you would think with all that water up there, they could get that put out, but I guess not. Anyway, let's see. So I need to give some tickets away.
Before we do that,
yeah,
you know, we were talking about the Perryton tornado.
Yeah,
and you can make donations. The city of Perryton, they released a statement this last Saturday, saying, "At this time, material donations are overwhelming our local resources. Please hold all material donations until further notice. However, financial donations are being accepted locally at any First Bank Southwest location, the Perryton National Bank, and Interstate Bank in Perryton. You can also make donations by calling one of these local branches. Please state that your donation is to benefit the survivors of the Perryton, Texas tornado."
Oh, cool. And yeah. Which banks was that?
First Bank Southwest, Perryton National Bank, and Interstate Bank in Perryton.
Okay.
Three different options there. Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're on Johnny on the spot over there. So anyway, thank you very much. We have this coming up this Friday, June 23rd at JC Cowboys. Kevin Fowler's going to be there. And matter of fact, Kevin Fowler's going to be on the first hour with Drew on the Back Road Show today. He's really good. I don't know if you ever listening.
Is that the afternoon?
Yeah.
It's like four o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be 3 to 4.
Gotcha.
And anyway, so earlier in the show, you guys, I mentioned how many ears of corn around about is in a bushel of corn. If you want to go see him, all you got to do is text in, "I want to go see him." All you got to do is give me your name. You don't have to come pick tickets up here. Drew said he'll take care of it with however you're going to do the tickets. You just get them over there, I'm guessing. But anyway, so tune in to the Back Roads this afternoon to hear his interview with Kevin Fowler. So he's really good. So the first person to text in, the first one.
The very first.
With your name at 580-225-9697, and you want to go see Kevin Fowler, man, I'm going to hook you up. So anyway, first person, how many bushels or how many ears of corn around about are there in a sweet corn? Are there in a bushel of corn?
And don't forget to put your name.
Yeah, don't forget your name because you can send me their answer, and I don't want it. So anyway, Kevin Fowler is really good, and you'll enjoy the interview with him and Drew this afternoon between 3 and 4. So it'll be going down. So cotton planting, I've seen not cotton planting, but I've seen some people post on Facebook their cotton's up and looking good. The cotton planters are put up. They're done for the year.
Yep.
With Jimmy Rhodes from down there around Sentinel and Deal City, if you're listening, I seen your post on Facebook today. Your start off on your rows were a little crooked there, buddy. It had a little bend in them. Is that your precision farming, or was that John Deere's tractor not kicking into auto steering time? Or what's going on, Mr. Rhodes? I want to know. Wow. Had a little bend in those rolls. So anyway, a lot straighter than I could do because I'm not a row cropper. I don't even know what that arrow in the front of my hood's for. Anyway, so anyway, happy Wednesday, Jimmy. I just want to give you crap because you're always giving people grief on Facebook. So anyway.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it's the truth. And let's see. Okay, we need to take a Taylor Ranch break. When we come back, we'll take a little bit about livestock. And what was you wanting to talk about today?
We're going to talk about melatonin.
All right, cool. Sounds good. Sounds fun. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Your best selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is at Doug Gray Ford and Sayre. Truckloads of new Fords are arriving daily, including Super Duty trucks, Broncos, Expeditions, and America's favorite F-150.
You guys rule.
Take the short drive to Sayre and save thousands. Or shop us online at DougGrayFord.com. But hurry, they won't last long at these prices. And remember, as always, no hidden fees at Doug Gray Ford, where we make it easy to buy a car.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Avanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Avanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Avanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark.
with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Taylor Ranch Hour. Who you got picked for weather up there in the Northwest?
Beaver, Oklahoma.
Don't go to, oh wait, you'll fit right in OSU.
Thanks,
yeah.
Jimmy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thanks for that. It is 87 degrees in Beaver, but it feels like 96 degrees. That heat index is not nice right now. Dew point is 76, humidity is 70%. It's nice and hot. Humid. The wind is at southeast at 15 miles an hour. Wind gusts are going to get up to 22 miles an hour today. Did you know that today, June 21st, is the longest day of the year, sunlight-wise? So your sun is going to set at 9:04 p.m. tonight. Today you can expect a high at 90 degrees with only a 20% chance of rain showers tonight. Tomorrow there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high at 83 degrees. Tomorrow night also a 30% chance of severe thunderstorms. Friday's looking to be 89. Saturday is going to be a high of 97 degrees. So maybe like get in the pool or something. I don't know. Cool yourself off.
Exactly what needs to happen. So we had a question for to win some tickets to go see Kevin Fowler at JC Cowboys this Friday night. Anyway, let me. What was he talking? 50, 55 ears of corn in a bushel?
Roughly,
sweet,
yeah.
Corn, yeah. So anyway, if you want some tickets to go see Mr. Fowler over there, how many ears of sweet corn are there in one bushel basket? Let me just get her down to a bushel basket. Of corn. I mean, it is easy question, and you're going. All I need is your name. That's it.
It's so not anyway, that hard. It's really not.
So anyway, I had also on the text line, I had somebody text in that says that you can get more cotton in crooked rolls than you can straight rolls.
Really?
Yeah, so you're making a bend, and so it takes more seeds to curve up that bend. So anyway.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, quick update on the market before we get to Melitona. Corn right now is up over 17 for July at 661. Soybeans are up over 32 at 1509 for July. Soybean meal, 437.40 a short ton. Hard red winter wheat is up over 30 also. July, $8.67 a bushel. Oats are about $4 is normal. July, $3.96. They're actually in the red. And cotton for July is 80 cents a pound. Cotton for October is 82 cents a pound. And we'll get to cattle later on here, just a little bit. But
yeah.
What about that famous worldwide peel of melatonin?
Isn't it just great? I mean, I use it every night.
Yeah.
When I go to bed. Just a little chewables kind of helps you fall asleep. If you don't know what melatonin is, it's actually your brain produces it naturally.
Right.
It's part of your circadian rhythm. It's what, when the sun goes down, it's what makes you sleepy.
Right.
So the levels of melatonin are actually higher at night because there's less light. And when there's less light, your brain just automatically tells you the rest of your body, oh, okay, we need to sleep. And so it releases a hormone called melatonin. But you can also take melatonin supplements. If you have a hard time sleeping, you can take melatonin to kind of help you just doze off into that sleep, basically. So
no man's land.
Exactly. Well, Mississippi State scientists are discovering a host of other proven and potential health benefits for cattle who receive a melatonin supplement.
Really?
Yes. The faculty at Mississippi State University and students in the Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences and the Mississippi Agriculture and Forestry Experiment Station, it's kind of a mouthful there, but they are making intriguing discoveries about the functions of melatonin in the bovine body and how this hormone can help support cattle health. Professor Caleb Lindley has an extensive history of studying the use of melatonin as a supplement in cattle. He has been studying how the hormone affects blood flow between a cow and her fetus during gestation for nearly a decade. He says, over the years, we've looked at melatonin's antioxidant benefits, which help alleviate oxidative stress in the animals and have implications on their cardiovascular health. Summer heat is a major stressor for cattle, and in our research here at Mississippi State, we found that melatonin can potentially be used to control the animal's body temperature. At night, when melatonin levels are highest, body temperature is lowest. Our recent research showed that melatonin supplementation during summertime reduced body temperature in pregnant cattle, so we hope to research it further in other livestock species.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's really cool. Melatonin controls a body's circadian rhythm. Just like I said, it's basically your 24-hour clock, basically, that your body runs on. Every living species has one. They're all kind of different, but they all have one. And your circadian rhythm responds to light levels, which also fluctuate throughout the year. So being naturally higher in the winter and lower in the summer, which is why we want to sleep more in the winter, because right. The days are a lot shorter. There's
my
less
melatonin
light.
Melatonin levels are pretty good. Man, when it gets dark, I'm ready to go night, night.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Lindley says, we just completed a study comparing melatonin supplements given to cattle living in Montana to our cattle at the university in, did I say Mississippi? Yeah, in Mississippi over the winter months, and the differences were notable. He says, we saw a very limited response in the Montana cattle compared to the Mississippi cattle. So I believe these treatments may be more effective in the Southeast. One of the latest discoveries about melatonin is its effects on the microbiome, or bacterial communities that live inside the body. In her graduate studies, Messman conducted research looking at its impact on the microbiome in the bovine vaginal tract. So she says, as melatonin levels fluctuate throughout the day and throughout the year, so do bacterial populations. So melatonin is altering the microbiome and the immune system, which plays a role in pretty much every physiological process you could think of. So, you know, we all have natural bacteria, like, right. In our body. Some of it's good, but some of it can be bad, and that's where you get, you know, viruses and that kind of stuff. So she says that it can help alleviate some of that nutrient restriction and promote the production of amino acids and more efficient muscle growth, so that good bacteria is helping that part. Since melatonin is considered a supplement and is not approved by the Food and Drug Administration, there has been a limited amount of research on its full effects and potential benefits. However, it's currently a legal supplement for show animals. Food animals may not legally receive melatonin supplementation.
Right. Well, Dr. Jill, I have a question from the text line for you.
Thank you.
Well, it's actually a statement, not a question.
Okay,
are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So we're just going to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm good at giving opinions.
If you use too much melatonin every night, your brain will stop producing it. What do you think?
Okay. So I'm actually going to compare this. I'll give you a little background, make myself a little more credible. I took psychology and AP psychology in high school, and I passed my AP psychology test. Yeah. So I'm just going to go off that information.
You are a doctor.
Kind of. Not really, though.
Okay.
So just like anything, too much of anything is bad. And too much of anything, you're going to eventually build a tolerance up to it.
Right.
So, okay, for example, ibuprofen. You take 200 milligrams of ibuprofen because you have a headache. Okay, great. Well, say you have a headache every day and you take the 200 milligrams of ibuprofen every single day. Well, it's not going to work over time. Your body's going to build up a tolerance to it. And you're going to have to take more of it to make it work.
Yeah.
Right.
Or your headaches are going to get worse.
Right. So when you're taking melatonin, you don't want to take too much at night, because then you're just going to have to keep taking more and more and more until you fall asleep, which is going to mess up your circadian rhythm and your natural release of the melatonin hormone in your body.
You're a doctor. I hope that answered the text line's question.
Yeah. So, it's like anything. Too much of anything is bad. So,
yeah,
it's going to mess everything up.
Well, anyway. Cool. And then one other person texted in, Jimmy, I hate to admit it, but Jimmy Rhodes is my nephew. So anyway, it's awesome. Well, thanks for the deal, because, you know, you and I talked before the show about melatonin. My dog Zoe, that passed away last fall, mm-hmm. she had a very rare hair disease. And I can't remember the scientific name for it. Anyway, we took her to a vet clear out in California. because she breeds these and she's a really good vet. And she come up with this conclusion, the same as my vet here in Elk City did, that, you know, the only thing we could do is give your dog melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know this, but melatonin makes your hair grow.
Is that why my hair grows so fast?
I guess so. And though, anyway, so, you know, so we were giving her melatonin and her dog food at night, sprinkling on her dog food to make. But what was crazy in the evening, or during the winter, like you were talking about a while ago, in the winter there's less daylight and she would lose more hair.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So. I was,
huh.
Anyway, huh. Let's take a Tater Ranch break. When we come back, we'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and we'll see who Jill chooses today. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Come and get it. Are you a farmer or livestock producer? Then you're invited to attend one of several ribeye steak dinners and informational meetings courtesy of Ag Defense Risk Management. They'll be sharing the latest details on recent changes to subsidized programs offered by the USDA through federal crop insurance that helps to manage risk you face related to lack of rainfall and falling cattle prices. Leave your checkbooks at home and plan on attending their next meetings, Tuesday, June 27th at the Civic Center in Hollis, and Wednesday, June 28th at High Plains Tech Center in Woodward. Ribeyes will be served at noon at Hollis, 6:30 p.m. in Woodward. RSVP is not required. For more information, visit their website at agdefenserm.com. or call 580-454-4367. Best defense is Ag Defense. Ag Defense is an equal opportunity employer. Hope to see you there.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
A good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land once again. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, June 16th. 903 head were sold, 20 head of steers at 441 brought 298, 5 at 546 brought 274, at 580 brought 238, 7 at 596 brought 234, 8 at 659 brought 236, 16 at 663 brought 232, 3 at 720 brought 222, 17 head of heifers at 424 brought 248, 3 at 478 brought 230, 4 at 484 brought 230, 6 at 580 brought 218, 7 at 589 brought 220, 8 at 612 brought 213, 4 at 705 brought 195, butcher cows were 39 to 114, butcher bulls brought 71 to 136, bred cows were 1,000 to 2,000, pairs brought 800 to 2425, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call old Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. By the way, y'all, Jimmy Clark ain't got a street named after him yet because nobody would cross Jimmy Clark.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I hadn't heard that one.
That was good. That was a new one. I like it.
Oh, Drew, he's pretty special.
Oh, that was good.
Hey, nobody will name a street after Jimmy Clark because nobody will cross him, whatever.
That was a good one.
We got a winner for the tickets.
Yay!
James Graham. He is. Anyway, Drew will be fixing you right up. So, no worries. You don't have to come to the studio. Drew will fix you right up. Hobart, Farm and Garden, Long Ranger Forecast.
I got you. I picked Tipton, and it just keeps going up. I actually pulled it up on my computer 15 minutes ago, and it said 90 degrees. Well, now it says 93 degrees, but it feels like 108. There's a heat risk. It says moderate. It said high while ago. Might change here in a minute. Dew point is 77. Humidity, 60%. Wind is out of the east-southeast at 15 miles an hour. Your sun is going to set at 8:52 p.m. There is a warning heat advisory until 10 p.m., so basically until the sun goes down. So you might stay inside, drink a lot of water. Don't wear sunscreen for, please. Just wear the sunscreen.
You got it all wrong. Carry an oxygen mask.
Yeah, you really might need that with this humidity. You really might need that. But today you can expect a high of 100 degrees. Winds are going to stay out of the east. There's a 30% chance of thunderstorms tonight. Tomorrow, 20% chance of thunderstorms. Friday's looking to be 95. Ooh. Saturday, 106. And then Sunday is going to be 107. It's going to...
My corn just started tasseling day before yesterday. It's perfect tasseling weather for field corn, I'm telling you.
Well, they really... You know, today's like the first day of summer. They really said the first day of summer, they really meant it.
You were looking, there was like 10 minutes difference between Tipton and Buffalo or
Beaver. Yep.
Yeah, and so.
Sunset wise.
But and then you go on to Alaska, there's no darkness.
Maybe I need to go there. I like to be outside.
I
like sunlight, so maybe I should just go move there. experience 24 hours sunlight.
I think you would up your melatonin rate because you never sleep. So
probably.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so the other day I was driving on the outside of my cornfields. And I noticed some damage along the way.
Ooh.
And not on the corn, but on the weeds and stuff in the fence rows. Because I leave the weeds in my fence row for my quail. And guess what? They're early. The blister bugs are here. Not good. There's lots of insects that cause alfalfa plant damage and yield loss. The list is much shorter for those insects that have negative impacts on animals that actually consume the alfalfa. And blister bug tops that list. In the northern plains, blister bug sightings are already beginning reported in alfalfa fields, according to James Rogers, an extension forage crop production specialist with North Dakota State University. Blister bugs produce a naturally occurring toxin called catharendin, or something like that. Can you see that word? Can you say it? Catharendin, is that right? Cantharidin?
Cantharidin.
Yeah, or something like that. Anyway,
I'm not an entomology major. I don't know.
I'll never be. If the beetles crust, the toxin is released and causes blistering on the skin. Horses are especially sensitive to hay that is contaminated with crust blister bug beetles. Several years ago, Wisconsin Horse Ranch reported losing 17 animals to blister beetle infested hay that they had purchased from a Western hay producer. The potential for lethal consequences that blister bugs pose to horses and other livestock has been widely known it's been wrote down for years. Actual occurrences are rare, but that provides little solace for the unknowing horse owner who experienced a catastrophic loss. Now, I'm telling you what. Horse owners are the pickiest hay buyers there are in the world.
I know that, and
rightfully so. And adult blister bugs are attracted to blooming alfalfa fields and weeds such as goldenrod and dandelions. They feed on nectar and pollen and can also devour leaves, stems, and flowers. Where they ate the other day in that fifth row of mine, the weed, there was in some pickweed.
Oh, yeah.
And careless weeds along the deal there. Was black from when they left.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyway, the poison from the blister bugs can cause severe inflammation and even death in horses, says Rogers. Depression, inflammation of the mouth, irritation of the some of the tracts in their stomach, and painful urination are common symptoms of big doses of that poison from the blister bugs. cattle and sheep are much more tolerant from the ingestion, but indigestion, and not ingestion, but indigestion.
Indigestion.
But if they got a mouthful of it, say like you had a wad of it in the hay, they can get a cow too. So blister bugs are mobile and tend to swarm in large numbers. The biggest one I've ever witnessed, the swarms, colony I call it, was approximately 3 acres, and it was creepy.
Cool.
I'm not going to lie to you, it was creepy. The North Dakota State University specialists recommend the following practice to reduce the risk of crushed blister beetles contaminating hay. Use equipment such as disc mower without hay conditioners or crimpers that may crush blister beetles and release the toxin in the hay. This also encourages beetles to move out of the hay field. Hey buddy, you're getting ready to get her, you need to move. Allow cut hay to fully dry before raking to allow beetles to move out of the hay. Raking may dislodge dead beetles from the hay, however the potential still exists for the poison in the hay. Control blooming weed hosts near or in alfalfa fields. Cut alfalfa at less than 10% bloom. Check fields 24 hours prior to cutting to ensure the new swarms of blister bugs have not reinfested the field. Scout harvested hay underneath windrows closely for blister bugs and allow beetles to move out the drying hay before baling. And if large number of blister bugs are observed in spots during baling, quit harvesting and allow blister bugs to move out or harvest around them. If blister beetles are suspected in harvested hay, do not feed them to horses. If blister bug toxicity is suspected, a lab test of the animal's plasma or urine can be done to confirm the diagnosis. How about that?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
I mean, you can see them while you're swathing. Usually they're not here until the July or August cutting, but I'm not saying they're in alfalfa right now. I'm just saying what I seen the other day, and there's no alfalfa close to my cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, they're around, so you can see them while you're cutting hay. That's where I always see them. You're sitting there, what's that? Why is that alfalfa moving?
It's not moving.
It's bugs. I got videos of them. That one at Joey and Kelly's house was or not their house, but in their alfalfa field around their pivot. It was that whole little circle under that pivot. It was just, this is like 5 or 6 years ago. It was downright creepy. Don't get out of the swather.
Yeah, don't do it.
So anyway, but
well, we're getting ready to bale our hay, like this weekend.
Grass,
or Bermuda.
Yeah.
Just right outside in our backyard, basically.
Well, there's a lot of grass hay already being made.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
There were 2 truckloads of hay that went down our road late last night that were pretty full.
What kind of hay? You see?
They went by way too far. I just saw them like drive. They were a little ways down there. I couldn't really look at it, but yeah, there were 2 truckloads of it. So that's, I mean, it's a good thing. We need hay.
Guess what we didn't get to?
What?
Cattle prices.
I apologize.
No, you're good. I'm just going to let you know that I'll do it real quick. Just updates on the market. Live cattle June, 177.02. It's down 169.52 for August, 172.77 for October. And feeder cattle for August, it's down over 4 today at 227.85. September's 231.67. And a couple of sales so far this week with slaughter cows and bulls and pairs and bred cows.
Yeah. Oh,
they're pretty solid.
Yay. All in the green.
Yep.
Like it.
Hope you guys enjoyed the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour today with Jimmy and Jill. We'll see you tomorrow, or I'll see you tomorrow. And you coming tomorrow? You know.
I'll probably come in tomorrow on Friday. Maybe both days. We'll see.
All right, cool. You guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag. And God bless.
Stay connected.